quoted one of Virginia's top newscasts now.
It's a new world, you know, it's a different era.
On Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
During the melee that was August 12, 2017, 5 years ago, John Quisenberry and a group from the Charlottesville House of Prayer did the unthinkable right on Market Street.
We felt like there was an opportunity to not protest or counter-protest, but to be involved in praying and worshiping. So we went down there, 12 of us went down there, and we gathered. Actually, we ended up between the protesters and the counter-protesters.
Oh, yes.
We ended up singing and worshiping and praying. Now, that sounds kind of crazy, but our goal was to intervene in what we felt like was violence that was coming to our city.
Virginia Attorney General Jason Miaris is touring the Commonwealth talking with local law enforcement. Carroll County Sheriff Kevin Kemp said after a meeting in Martinsville, it was the first time in his 24 years in public service, quote, that I've actually had an attorney general's office so involved in law enforcement.
Virginia transit agencies are experiencing a lack of demand for another consecutive year. The state transportation department says ridership dropped during the pandemic since more people were working from home. Now organizations worry that people are projected to start using public transit at pre-pandemic levels, and the transit systems will be working with reduced budgets.
Governor Glenn Youngkin has long said he thinks parents should be in the forefront of discussions of all parts of a student's life, and he wants educators to be communicating any issues students are having with their parents. He's under fire from the LGBTQ plus community, as well as Democratic members of the House Education Committee, saying that this policy could put people with unsupportive families at risk of abuse.
Governor Glenn Youngkin has partnered with the Elizabeth Dole Foundation and their Hidden Heroes program to recognize August as Hidden Heroes Month. Youngkin hopes that this will help honor all of those that have cared for the wounded, ill, and injured veterans that have served our country.
The Fluvanna County Fair is coming up at Pleasant Grove August 18th to 20th. General admission is just $3. Kids under 2 are free. There's a Thursday night special. Everyone 18 and under, free admission. Parking is free, lots of food and rides, and monster truck rides.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast are next at Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCH.
The CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny skies today, a beautiful day, low humidity, a bit of a breeze, highs in the lower 80s, skies clear to partly cloudy overnight tonight, lows around 60. We're partly cloudy on Sunday, stray afternoon showers possible with highs again in the lower 80s, showers, maybe some thunderstorms on Monday, highs around 80 degrees. I'm CBS 19 Chief Meteorologist Travis Koshko for Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.